Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Atlantic City, though, is where streets are named, at least one after Harry Hurley, the voice of the Jersey Shore. It is in Atlantic City, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
Okay. And Harry is here. Because at breakfast today, we were talking about, oh, look, I said at the top of the show, Harry, this was an overreaction. Some of these people that have endorsed President Trump in New Hampshire removed an endorsement over the Kayleigh McEnany thing. That's ludicrous.
I heard one person. I didn't hear any type of epidemic.
Right.
And I would say that's probably a pretty soft supporter if one.
I found a couple of others. Yeah. But the point is, though, that even Newsmax, who's here at the convention, and others, they did push back on Trump on this one and say there are several factors why this is not someone you publicly go after in this regard. I guess first, listeners should know, not only have you worked in talk radio at an extraordinary level at the Jersey Shore for years, but you were in the casino business. You were telling me about that first interview with President Trump, what that's like going in there. Does he hit you with rapid-fire questions or glare at you? What does he do?
He didn't glare. And like everyone says, when you get to know President Trump, the caricature that's created by those that want to take him down is not accurate. He was very, very gentlemanly. He always cares about his top rival. His top rival in those days was Steve Wynn, who I worked for 10 years.
Okay.
So he's very interested in what was Steve Wynn like, and all I said were good things. And he said to me, it's a good thing you only said good things, because if you had said bad things about him, that's how you're going to be talking about me.
Yeah, that's always. So, I don't know why people do that, Harry.
I don't know why either. Even if you think somebody wants to hear something bad. But but I would have been lying, because Steve Wynn was he bought me a car when I was like 22 years old. I mean, amazing. So the interview with President Trump, we could do a whole show on that, but it was supposed to be 10 or 15 minutes. It wound up being 45 minutes. I was 29 years old. It was one, from a professional standpoint, one of the greatest experiences of my life, because even then, Trump was bigger than life.
Oh, maybe even more so in some ways.
In a different way.
Because
the left and the right adored him.
Yeah.
Hollywood loved him.
Exactly. He was the Donald versus now this more powerful figure.
His crime was running for president and as a Republican.
All right. So you've seen all this over years, and now you have the talk radio background on this and the political background. Do we agree this at best marginally hurts him or doesn't help him doing things like this? Or do you think it helps him? I'm talking overall with the base. I don't know, Harry. Does the base love it? Okay, did you go after Kayleigh McEnany?
Here's the thing.
Yes.
And let me just stipulate qualifier. I know Kayleigh McEnany. I met her on the campaign, where she was elegant, an amazing person. The reason we're talking about this on the Dom Show is because she's loved so much. Trump will always be Trump. The default is always that he will be who he is. And you've got to take the whole package. You can't it's not a cancerous tumor. You can't cut it out and it's gone and you get all the good stuff. You're going to get mean tweets. You're going to get nicknames. You're going to get the sanctimonious. You're going to get low energy Jeb, all of this. The reason this, I don't even think this is a dent And I reject that there's any groundswell of support that's lost by this. Would it have been better if he didn't say it? Yes. But Trump being Trump, when Hannity posed the question about this, basically this, even though it was more general, but mm-hmm. basically the same type of behavior, the audience booed at the question. People want Trump to be Trump. The 75 million people that voted for
him. But that's not enough. That's not enough to win.
That was a mail-in election. It would be more than enough in the next election.
Well, we're still going to have mail-in.
But not like, not all mail-in. Not during a pandemic.
No.
It's a different.
No, I take your point that the other side doesn't want to show up at the polls, and that makes it more difficult.
Look, I'll concede the fact you're not going to endear suburban moms by trashing a young woman professional. But this is who Trump is. Now, remember, he can be with you and then you have a dust up and then you're back together. I wouldn't be surprised if he says nice things.
Do you think she was? And look, I value loyalty. I know that you do, too.
I think she gave him. See, President Trump values loyalty first. He wants competence. That's a given. You've got to be competent or you can't be on the Trump team. But loyalty is job one. He believed that she displayed disloyalty, just like President Trump believes that Governor DeSantis has been very disloyal to him.
Do you agree with that?
Because I absolutely agree with that.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about this now. If you're a DeSantis, you don't think he has a right to run for president.
He has a right, but let's face it. He was an obscure congressman, no track record, no record of distinguished accomplishment.
Right.
Trump plucked him out of the crowd, made him the nominee. And when you only win by a fraction of 1% against Andrew Gillum, Trump was the difference. Trump made the sense.
I would agree with that. But when we're dealing at the presidential level.
I think in a perfect world, DeSantis should have waited because it would only be waiting 4 years. Trump's gone whether he wins or he doesn't win. So you don't have to worry about not being able to run for 8 years.
Right.
But I will tell you, Governor Chris Christie missed his window. He didn't run he could have won against Obama.
I think the same thing. DeSantis might be irrelevant, Harry, 4 years from now.
And I agree with that statement.
Because he's not. If I were analyzing him inside his head, he's got to know. He doesn't have personality. There's not a charisma there. There's not a pop. A guy like that is running because he's hot now on his record. He appears to be smart and competent, but he goes away.
And he's not even as hot as he was 6 months ago.
Right.
So I'm conceding that this could be his only window because we don't know who's going to come along 4 years from now or 2 years from now when you have to start thinking about this kind of thing. But we're talking about Trump, and Trump views it as disloyalty.
Okay. I understand that. I just think at big-time level, don't you think Trump deep down thinks there are times that he's moved on something? Come on, he's a guy that moves on something when it's there and it's
with the man in the throne, man in the pole position, those rules do not apply.
I love it. So how are your listeners at the Jersey Shore? How are they seeing this? When I've been on with you or heard it, they seem to be, and they follow the host somewhat. More Trump than DeSantis.
That's not, without question, it's more Trump than DeSantis, very adverse to Governor Christie.
Let's talk about Christie now. Say, you've had maybe more. I had about 7 interviews with him, and the last one was at the height of what was a betrayal, in my mind, to Mitt Romney a week before the election with Obama. There's a way to do that
stuff. It
was
terrible. Mitt Romney also could have been president.
Exactly. And this was I was outside my body thinking, this is unbelievable. This is like pro wrestling with this guy. Him on a stage with Trump is going to be a big irritant, I think, even though he's at zero. He's not going to go anywhere.
Well, Trump may not go onto the stage. If his lead stays big, he may not even debate, which I don't usually go for that type of strategy. But in his case, it's probably right. Because he doesn't need to punch down. If he is winning by these big numbers, he doesn't have to debate. A lot of people believe, and I'm one of them, that Governor Christie is in this purely, only, solely to take Trump down if he can.
And what's the gripe? Is it getting COVID? He was morbidly obese and almost died as a result?
I'll tell you what I think it is. I can't tell you what it is, but I'll tell you what I think it is. I think Governor Christie expected to be the Attorney General
right.
of the United States. And I wish he would have been, because number one, he was a great U.S. attorney. He would have been a great Attorney General, and he would have never recused himself. I've talked to him about this. He would have never recused himself. And this is on air. I'm not betraying any private conversations mm-hmm. that we've had. He never would have recused himself. Jeff Sessions, what he set Trump up for all those years of fake Russia collusion, all because Sessions recused himself. The reason, in my opinion, I think President Trump would have made Governor Christie didn't want to be Secretary of Agriculture.
No
offense to any of those important. Obviously, it's a very, very important position, but that's not what Governor Christie would want. He wanted to be Attorney General. I think when he got out of the race, very gentlemanly, and immediately endorsed Trump and gave him the cred of you're the guy that's going to win, because that was a big help then. Chris Christie he was more help then than he can do harm now. But I believe it's the Kushner factor.
Yeah, well, without a doubt.
Putting Jared Kushner's dad in jail and the perp walk and all that stuff that was done for the cameras and things made it that Trump couldn't do it.
Oh, boy. All right.
It would have changed history.
It would have.
I think Trump would have been a two-term president in a row, as opposed to I think he's going to be a two-term president split.
Well, that's the thing that I analyze and take a look. The Jared Kushner influence on the presidency, not good. Some decisions made there. And
but
this
I'll
is
tell you what,
though,
Jared Kushner did do some incredible things regarding Israel. You took the words out of my mouth,
right.
Dom. So, look, they always say it's tough when you're working with family like that.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. So, Harry, we had on a great guest today, and you're the Jersey Shore guy, second to none, talking about the emotional impact of what we've seen with whales and dolphins. You've written about it. You do it on your show. What is the only pressure point I see, and the guy we had on talked about this, can you delay this by any mechanism enough? He actually said, till President Trump is president, we know how he feels about windmills, it's out of any sort. Is a delay tactic possible with Murphy and the money that's behind us?
It doesn't seem like it could be because, look, the federal government stepped in very quickly, very powerfully. New Jersey DEP, every powerful entity that could be of help is in the tank for this thing. And, you know, all people are asking for is a moratorium. This is like, hey, we've got a record number of whales and dolphins that mm-hmm. are dying. Now, that usually sets the Sierra Club, the Department of Environmental Protection. One tree frog will shut down a $1 billion investment mm-hmm. project. So a lot of people are in the tank for this. I think it is going to happen, regretfully, because I don't think it's good. I don't think there's been enough study what these many, many, multiple thousand feet tall monstrosities are going to do. And I'm not an expert on this, Dom, but there's a thing called silt. You start going down to the bottom with the concrete and all of this, you're going to mess with the ecostructure.
Well, not only that, too. A simple thing, the view from the ocean.
Oh, terrible.
The guy we had on talked about, and Dan knows Ocean City and AC, to see a casino over in AC, you're going to see these things. You're going to be looking
Everyone
off the
will
horizon.
See them. The aesthetics will be horrendous. I've seen exactly what it's going to look like. It's terrible. And I note on the Dom Giordano show that Martha's Vineyard was going to have this done,
right.
And they shut it right down.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Harry, nobody better at massaging the Trump thing into, not massaging, but giving us a different point of view. Is it possible anybody gets to him, whispers in the ear and says, calm down on this and you're going to be president?
Well, think about it. When Kellyanne Conway, great person, great friend, when she came on board and took over the campaign, that was
the
most disciplined Trump for an extended period of time in history.
And it worked.
And it worked beautifully. He is very capable of being that Trump. And if you think about it, people that are on the inside that know how this game works, they are totally impressed with the Trump apparatchik. His apparatus is amazing. This is not like mm-hmm. before. Look at his lead in Iowa. Look at his lead in New Hampshire. I mean, he lost, was it New Hampshire? Last time.
No, he lost Iowa.
Lost Iowa.
Lost Iowa to Ted Cruz.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the point. That's why
way
DeSantis.
Out in front now. Look, I don't know. DeSantis is going to be out there and to give him just a fair shot. He mm-hmm. is now a candidate. Before it was tough because he wasn't a candidate, but he's getting treated like he's a candidate.
Right.
But he's not campaigning or doing rallies. So he's going to move up I think. But I don't know that Trump's lead, I think it's insurmountable.
Yeah, and the heartbeat bill is almost a disqualifier.
Hey,
if,
Dom,
if he's a nominee, DeSantis, he's got to reposition. If he doesn't, he won't be president.
But if he does that, he looks very strategic and
yeah.
And
he won't be president
and inauthentic.
With this. He will not.
I don't know why they did that. I know he wants the conservative bona fides, but how do you tell a woman? I'm a Neanderthal, knuckle-dragging man. How do you tell a woman who doesn't even know she's pregnant at 6 weeks
right.
that she missed the deadline? It's like retroactively missing the deadline. That's terrible. I'm pro-life. And I
know
that.
You are. And I am, too. There's a non-starter
there. Terrible.
Harry, thank you. What would you tell people? I try to convey a little bit of New York getting here, the aggression. But tell them this bloviating convention, guys like us squared here, hundreds of them all over the property.
Well, this is the greatest talk radio conference convention in the country.
Right.
So it's a magnificent. But I do agree with you. Getting here was not easy, Dom.
All right. Harry Hurley. Harry, where do people find your writing, too? I mean, you write a lot of stuff.
Easiest way, either the app of WPGTalkRadio.com, very simple, safe app, free download, or WPGTalkRadio.com. We write multiple pieces of digital content every day.
Wow. All right. Good stuff, Harry. Thanks for stopping in here to our remote studio.
Honor to be on
these
your show.
These are nicer than a lot of studios and radio stations.
Hofstra Radio. Wow.
Yeah. Who's funding this? Does Phil Murphy have anything to do with it?
The great taxpayers of Long Island.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.